Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, welcome to the second hour of The Run Home. It's with the Professor and Sock on a Friday. It's a big thanks to Hyundai, Foxtel and Anytime Fitness. Now, if you missed the first hour, Sock, we had a lot of fun. We chatted the Eels and the Panthers, that cracking game last night there at CommBank. Joseph Suaalii, he looks like he has a new destination for his playing. Where's
just
he going?
A bit of extra wedge there, $1.6 million to the ARU.
Cheddar.
Yep, you're taking that every day of the week.
Good cheddar. Kalen Ponga has made his way over to Vancouver. Not for skiing. It's to get his head assessed. There's technology over there that they can scan your brain that they can't do here yet. Sock, we're always a bit behind down here with that sort of stuff.
And tonight, the big clash, the Battle of Brisbane. We talked many names, Caxton Clash, Logan Bogan, Brisbane Bash Up, as you like to call it. I'm looking through here as well, looking at some former Broncos who played at the Dolphins. Let's go through them. Jermaine Asako, Brenko Lee, Tessie New, Sean O'Sullivan, Cody Nikorima, and Jared Wallace have all spent time with the Broncos.
Isn't that good? That's extra spice in tonight's battle, isn't it? Yeah. Blokes that have played there before that really want to give them one. Now, hey, this bloke is a former Bronco that's about to join us. 33 tries from 60 games, represented the Maroons at Origin level, and he played three tests for the Kangaroos. If there's anybody that knows what a packed Suncorp feels like, it is our next guest, Jarrell Yao Yee. Welcome to The Run Home.
How you going, guys?
Very well, thanks, mate. Straight off the bat, do you think this is the biggest game of NRL in Brisbane history?
Ooh.
Big one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yes or no, we'll do.
We got some balls to call it that. No, I think it's up there, but I don't think it's the best yet. I mean, I suppose tonight we'll tell if it's going to be a great rivalry. I mean, they're not the strongest tonight, so, you know, the Bronx might put them away and then people might forget about this rivalry altogether. So hopefully it's a close game.
So you were there 2009 to 2012, so you didn't play under Wayne, is that correct?
I did not play again under Wayne, but I was sort of before I started with the under-20s. I had a bit to do with him before he left to go, when he left the Broncos first, and then he came back a little bit as well. So I was still around the group and sort of understand the vibe that Wayne brings to sides.
So you're happily married up there now, mate. You have a youngster. Is it Jair? Is that his name, if I pronounce that correctly?
Jair. It's really weird. We like to add weird names into my family, so I'm not gonna stop with mine. So we're gonna keep it going with his. Yeah, it's Jaya. It's he's a little 2-year-old boy, and he's I'm actually looking after him this afternoon. So if anything kicks off, I apologise.
No problem. Well, I just want to see how the vibe is up there. You'd be babysitting tonight, but is there a sense of, can you feel it in the air, or you'd be just babysitting?
No, I'm heading off to the game tonight.
Oh, you're going?
Hell no, I'm not.
Get the job in early.
I don't know about you boys, but I'm not sure if it's called babysitting when it's your kid.
No, it's not. I don't have kids. It's parenting, I think it might be called. Yeah.
It is.
It's called parenting, but there is definitely a vibe here in Brisbane at the moment. It's electric, and I'm a little bit nervous because I think it's going to take a lot of energy tonight, not only obviously for the players, but for ex-players. I feel like it's taking a lot out of me this week, and I'm not even playing tonight. So, yeah, you can definitely feel that there's tension in the camp. And, you know, when you opened up before, you spoke about players that have come from the Broncos. So, you know, and then players are leaving next year to go to the Dolphins. Wayne's, he's scalped. Yeah. So, there's a lot of tension in Brisbane at the moment. And I can tell you what, Caxton Street is going to be booming tonight. I dare say that there'll be a lot of beer drunken at some stadium.
Hey, have you got any mates that have just jumped straight onto the Dolphins that have been lifelong Broncos fans that have just gone, you know what, I like the look of these fins?
No, I'm I got good mates. I'm close with the Broncos. Yeah, we're not like that. Once you don't bite the hand that feeds you, and you know, this club has been great to a lot of us, you know, younger boys when we came through. So not any of the boys that I know. But hey, I mean, if you get the right money, maybe you might jump.
Absolutely. Just talk to Joseph Suwalihi, mate.
Yeah. Might be playing the wrong code.
Oh yeah, has that all just come out this afternoon?
Oh, it's right on the edge of coming out. I think
it's the rumor.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
That's not bad, is it? Would you have taken that back in the day? 1.6 to run around for the Wallabies?
Oh, I mean, there's not much I wouldn't do. So yes, the answer is yes.
A big resounding.
So have you been surprised, mate, at the success of? I mean, you said that you had. You know, you're under Wayne in your junior days. The Dolphins' success, you know, they're 3-0, they're playing good footy. Are you surprised by that at all? And how do you see tonight's clash panning out?
Not surprised. This is when Wayne thrives on this stuff. Like, we've all seen it. I mean, you know, we've all worked around the game long enough to understand that he's the best at these situations. And he takes everything on him, you know. None of the players cop any of this. You know, it's been very well documented up here that everything's been about Wayne. Yeah, I know, buddy. And he said something about the Dolphins we won't say. it's very well documented. He didn't go to a photo shoot up here. He's just playing mind games. This is the way that Wayne takes all the heat off the players so they can do their job. And tonight's game, look, I think it's going to be a little bit different. Marshall King, obviously, is a huge loss for them. And don't get me wrong, I think Cody Nicarima is a great footy player. He's one of my really good mates as well. And I'm not saying that, you know, he's not going to bring something, because he's obviously, you know, has a little bit of history with the Broncos as well. So, but, you know, missing, they call him, I'm pretty sure they're calling him Finn Diesel up there in Redcliffe.
Oh, geez, I like Caprice. That. Yeah.
So, obviously they're going to miss their hitman. But in saying that, we did see week one what this team is capable of when they're up, you know, their backs up are against the Wolves. It's their home game tonight. I'm actually really genuinely excited to see what the crowd is going to be like, because, you know, week one there was about 31,000 Redcliffe Dolphin fans. So it's a home game for the Dolphins.
Wow.
So I'm actually very intrigued to see what the percentage is going to be, Broncos and Dolphins. And I've never, you know, being living in Brisbane this long, seen a stadium sell out like this, apart from when, you know, I was lucky enough to play with Lockie in his last game in Origin. So it's sort of saying something of where this game is going to go tonight. Result-wise, I think the Broncos in the end run away with it. I think they're just too classy at the moment. I'm not just saying that because I'm an ex-player. I purely look at this both sides, and I just think this young Broncos side is just full of confidence at the moment, and I do not see them getting stopped tonight, and I think they win comfortably towards the back end of it.
Who do you like? Who's the youngsters in the team that are standing out for you at the moment?
Oh, I mean, what about that heartthrob of Reece Walsh?
Yeah, you already said those blue eyes. I didn't even see the tries. I was lost in his eyes.
Yeah, I know. And his quads are really big.
I didn't notice. I didn't. I did not blow the waist.
I'm not sure if they've given him extra small shorts for the Broncos or his ass for that. But they're doing him a lot of favours.
If you had the quads, you'd ask for it, wouldn't you? Yeah, if you had them?
Yeah, that's right.
Extra small place.
There's a lot of those boys. He's obviously got the X factor, that kid. And it's funny we're calling him a kid because he's still only so young, but then you get the likes of Paddy Carrigan, Payne Haas, who, you know, arguably probably the best two, you know, front rowers in the game at the moment. So look, there's a lot to like about this side, and but I also can't go past you know, my little mate Ezra Mam. Like, he is playing out of his skin at the moment, and he's really cemented that position. I mean, we were worried 2-3 years ago what we were going to do in the halves of the Broncos. Well, I think we found a contingency plan in him, and future's really bright for that guy. So I see him scoring another try tonight. I mean, he scored, I'm pretty sure, in the last, I think it's the last 7 games out of 10 at Suncorp Stadium. So he doesn't miss, and I can't wait to watch them again tonight.
Now, they've obviously got the cattle this year. What are the chances, do you think, of a terrible slide like at the end of last year when they're in the eight and then they just...
They're in the four. They're in the top
I think
four.
They're in the two and yeah. they slid down the ladder. Can you see that happening?
I don't know. Look, it's hard to say, but I do think when you're a professional athlete and you have moments like that in your career, you really learn from them. And as much as it pained me to be able to watch as a former player and, you know, someone who's a big fan of the club as well, they will be better for it. And we know watching this game, you can tell that they're hungry this year. So I don't think they'll fall as hard if they have those moments. They've understand what they need to do and the different route they need to take. Because we all know you don't win games like, you know, win competitions at this time of the year, but it's nice to get a great start. And we've seen over the past, I'd say 10, 15, Melbourne Storm do it amazingly. Like they jump out to this amazing start. So when Origin comes along, they can rest some of their players, get them fresh again. And we know that this year, missing KP as well, like obviously him going and having his issues. I mean, that brings Reece Walsh into the mix. I mean, you know, Paddy Payne, there's going to be a lot of players who are going to miss in that Origin period. So you need to get off to a good start. And I think they've done that.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I think that whole Origin side will be just the Brisbane team by the looks of things.
Well, hey, I hope not, because we're the depth. We don't.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need that. Now, Reynolds. Before we go, do you want to give your podcast a bit of a tick along?
Yeah. So I work for, I also do a little bit of work for Neds as well in the NRL. Neds Punting Podcast, if you want to head over and check that out. It's just called the NRL Neds Punting Podcast. And we give all our great takes every week on and obviously talk some crap as well, because it wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't.
Sounds like
but
us.
We give our, we give our best tips on each game, who's the stands out, who we think's going to, you know, the markets are moving and everything. So head over there and have a listen. It's great banter, but you can make some money as well.
Cool, man. Hey, thanks for joining us, Jarrell. That was brilliant. Great
Thank
chat.
Thank you so much for having us, Prince.
No worries. Yeah. Go the mighty Dolphins. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Has he gone?
He's going back to babysitting. He's going back to babysitting.
I know, I babysit every Friday, so I know exactly what he's going through.
Babysitting your own child. That's come from a bloke who's 38 who's got no idea about parenting. How's babysitting
long,
going?
Long may that continue, yeah. Mate. I do not think you are ready. just observing. Okay, so SEN Queensland, SENQLD listeners, they have a special sports day today, Brooksy.
Yeah, Jace Matthews, Matty Rogers. It's a 2-hour preview leading into the game.
Oh, that's great.
So I think you'll get a great insight from Matty Rogers as a bit of a code hopper as well, yeah, about the Swahili. That's going to be I'll be tuning in for that, unlike your show on Sundays.
Mate, tune in. The last word, it's great. Get the podcast. Yeah.
You did at the start of the chat talk about how big this game is. Like, it is totally up there. And people we've heard on that have called in, I know people work up at SEN in Queensland. They're talking about it's everywhere.
Do you think
it's an A+ already for the NRL in terms of this expansion? And yeah, it's very 4 games into. Hopefully, they think this team's going to be around for 50-100 years.
Yep.
Who knows?
Coming from a Steelers fan, yeah. You're never.
He's got the shirt on as well. He's got the shirt on.
You never know. 16 years could be some of your best.
Yeah.
And they were anyway. Moving on to the Dolphins. Yeah, it's been perfect. The documentary's been great. You've seen the crowds early on. 31,000 Dolphins fans.
But it's the 3-zip. It's the starting the season at 3-zip when they couldn't sign a marquee player. Our own very Scotty Sattler saying this is the worst squad that he's seen put together, you know, and then they just go bang, bang, bang. This is a big test. The market and the bookies have got them at, I think, you know, 11 or 11 and a half start. No one's expecting the Dolphins to win. But the crowd is turning up hoping for a Wayne Bennett special.
And well, this is what Wayne does. Remember that Origin series?
Yeah, he just picked a whole bunch of no-namers. Yeah, that's right. Couldn't have picked the worst team on paper that you would have looked at and got it done.
And you were mentioning before about Origin, all right? So you've got Queenslanders and you've got New South Welshmen, but you are now dividing those fans up now.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how crazy that's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, you've got Queenslanders against Queenslanders in Suncorp. Like, I think it's going to be amazing.
Could
like
you fit another team into Brisbane?
Yeah.
Third team?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, the Dolphins are sort of covering that central Queensland, Moreton Bay area.
Yeah.
So I think you definitely could. Redcliffe. Like, Ipswich or something. Like, yeah. You could do a Western. So you'd have the East, the City, and the West. Yeah, you've got Ipswich, let's say.
And then you turn footy, you get more teams, and you have conferences, and you're turning it into
the Queensland division. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at
two conferences of 10.
Yeah.
Queensland and New South Wales.
Yeah.
And then a third conference, which is Melbourne and the Warriors.
Stephen. We'll start calling him Stephen Verkeith. The way he's going with all these plans.
You know what would be weird tonight? Broncos playing in their home stadium to a packed house and their fans not being the most vocal or the most, most in the seats.
Yeah.
I just want to hurry up and get out of here and go and watch it, to be honest.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. And I'll be honest, I'm not always that much up for a Broncos game on a Friday night, being a Manly fan. But tonight, I'm actually pumped.
They're playing good footy, the Broncos. They're red hot.
Yeah. You know, if you are pumped for footy, if you're frothing for footy like us, why don't you give us a call? 1300 01 1170. Tell us what you're pumped about tonight. Who's playing in the AFL?
It's a Melbourne team and another Melbourne team.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
You're on the run home with the Professor and Sock.